On that note, I mentioned, I did not mention same time next week. I am going to deviate and do something that I've never done before on Saturday AM Live and deviate from my 7 a.m. time slot on the Pacific Coast and going to change that to 10 a.m. next Saturday, July the 30th. So if that messes up your plans and messes up your schedule, I'm sorry, but I think you're going to appreciate and you'll understand the reason why I'm doing it. Next Sunday night, July the 1st, Nikin is doing a WebEx for all wellness consultants at 6 p.m. Pacific Coast time. That's 9 p.m. on the East Coast, obviously, and you can figure out if you're in Texas or another mountain state, figure out what that time is for you. On Saturday morning, we are having a President's Club-only version of that WebEx, and I believe it will be opened up for Q&A, and I'm fairly confident that at 10 a.m., an hour later, that WebEx will have concluded, if not prior, and I would like to do my job in disseminating information to you, regular listeners of Saturday AM Live, and change the time from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., and I will do my best to divulge as much as I possibly can within reason. There are some things that are shared on President's Club calls and WebExes and emails that are not meant to go out to the general field, to the public. But I'm going to do my darndest to share it with you so that you'll fully understand why it's imperative to be on that WebEx on Sunday evening. And I can tell you that some major tweaks, if I could use those words, have been applied to our marketing plan that are going to make it more fun than it's ever been before. I do not know the details. I did not want to know the details. So the sources that passed on this information to me this week, I did not ask them for any more, but with a smile on their face, one of them said to me, Vance, this is kind of what we've always been wanting. And I think it's really going to ratchet things up to a new level like we've never experienced. So my goal, again, is next Saturday morning, 10 a.m., not 7 a.m. on the West Coast. So you got to adjust. So those of you in Texas, that's going to be noon straight up. So you're sitting down to eat lunch. You can dial me up, put me on speakerphone, and be ready to take notes. I will warn you, because I've gotten in trouble doing this in the past, that some people take offense to me sharing too much information. So you will have to listen between the lines when I share certain things because I can only divulge so much. But I think you'll understand why when you hear what's being said. So that's my major announcement. 2 weeks from today, Pat and Suzanne Truax will be on the line. And Pat and Suzanne, I've known them for years now. Wonderful, wonderful friends from Sugarland, Texas, just west of Houston. And two reasons they're going to be on the call. One, to share, many of you are not familiar with Pat's journey and what his life was like prior to Nikin, the miserable existence that it was, if I could describe it that way. And then secondly, what they're doing in Houston that has really just been growing by leaps and bounds and the responses they're having. Nothing's changed in Nikin over the years. If our businesses are not growing as fast as we want them to be, then we need to change that. I love the statement I read on a wall up at a car plant, the GM plant up in Flushing, Michigan, and it said that if you're not satisfied with your rate of success, improve your rate of failure. And that is so incredibly true. And so Pat and Suzanne are going to share about what their group has been doing and some really neat, exciting stuff. So that's 2 weeks from this morning. And I think that's it. No, I had some more announcements. Where did I write them down? No, I talked about the WebEx on July the 1st. And then, all the other major announcements are on the email newsletter. So the e-newsletter that came out 2 days ago, I believe it was. Please spend the time reading through that. And if you don't just delete it as just to empty out another email out of your inbox. But go back to it and read through those. And then if you want more clarification, go onto the website and read the full detailed description of what those announcements are. What does it mean when Nikon is making the switch to the Dynaflex technology? What, and if you have questions about that and why, and I know many people have asked the question of, well, what's wrong with the EQL design? Well, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just a switch. When you can take a magnetic design that was a side-by-side, and I'm using that as an illustration, the triangular pattern was side-by-side, and if you can take that one pole, a north and a south, from being next to each other and layer them on top of each other, now I'm not suggesting take one flex and put it on top of another flex to maximize the benefit. I don't think that'll do the job. But when you can do it in the way they've designed the power chip and the way that the new sleep mask, which is going to be introduced here in a little over a month, when you can change that design, you're going to increase the ability of that element, of that magnetic propriety element, to impact the cellular structure of our body, to impact what our bodies do. So that's the Vance Rogers version of why the Dynaflex technology, or at least the way I understand it, to be so imperative to what we have to work with, so why we're making that switch over in what we have. So that's it.